The main thing that I need folks to do is just contact your members of Congress and say to people, you know, don't let middle class taxes go up right now. Don't let working people carry the burden of deficit reduction when millionaires and billionaires aren't doing their fair share.
The president has taken off the gloves. Welcome to the second term. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. The Prez is now appealing to all of you to call your congressperson or your senator and say, tax the wealthy. Tax the wealthy. If you earn $250,000, you are wealthy, according to the number that is being thrown around, even though in New York and in California they don't agree, especially Senator Chuck Schumer, who says it's got to be $1 million. Do they know what it's like to live in New York City? Well, we know what it's like to live in the United States of America, and boy, we sure are a great nation. Every day I am thankful that I live here, that we have freedom of speech, that we have the right to make bad choices and good choices and watch crappy reality TV like the bubble-butted Kardashians and the Honey Boo Boos and whatever other nonsense is out there that gets high ratings, the kids from the Jersey Shore. But we have the right to do it. Nobody's telling us what we have to do, even when it comes to boiling it down to television watching. And this is why we get so irate when the one thing that we cannot seem to control, even though we are the taxpayers, we are the people that make up this nation, we cannot seem to get it right when it comes to the numbers. It's one thing if you had a deficit of a couple trillion, which we have had in the past. But when you talk about $16 trillion, and I don't want to sound like a broken record. I hate it when people say things over and over and over and over again. It's like when you call your mother once a week, and I say, no, Mom. You told me that last week. I know, Mom. You told me that the week before. Well, I'm telling you the same thing that I've been telling you last week, the week before that, and 52 weeks before that. The problem really is, and part of the problem still seems to be, we don't have enough of the right people in place. We just don't have enough of the right people in place. Now, we can't pick the cabinet. But I think the president made some big mistakes, and especially with Treasury he did. Tim Geithner, are you kidding? He looks like I could squash him with one of my serves on a tennis court. Which, okay, we'll take the stabs away at how frail he seems to me physically. But he is very weak when it comes to what's happening with the economy. And he is the Treasury guy. The reason you have a cabinet when you're a president is because you cannot be in charge of everything, even though the buck stops with you. So he was the wrong guy a year ago. He was the wrong guy 2 years ago. And he's still the guy. So the Treasury Secretary meets with congressional leaders, presents a proposal calling for $1.6 trillion in higher taxes over 10 years. 10 is always the number. And then immediate spending to help unemployed and struggling homeowners. They say it's an opening bid. And it includes, eventually, $400 billion over 10 years from Medicare and other benefit programs. Plans for legislation that will be aimed at those programs. So what is going on in these consultations? And the president is pushing his message. And really, you know what? I don't blame him, because it's a free-for-all. At this point now, once you get the second term in, the gloves are off, like I said. He can say what he wants to say. So he was out in Pennsylvania, in Philly, pushing the fact that let's get those wealthy guys, nail them, get them, let them pay. They got to pay. They're making the bucks. They got to pay for that. But and we'll extend those Bush-era tax rates if you make $250,000 or less. So we're a nation that is becoming so impatient, I think, with each other, but with the people. We're impatient with each other because we're frustrated, but we're impatient with what's happening in D.C. because, man, this is the same thing over and over and over again. You have to get economists involved, and I really believe that. So all these trips of the Democrats and the Republicans who go up, and they're going to meet with the president, and John Boehner's on the phone call with the president, and they're trying to figure it out. Forget this. Can we not have a round table of people who really know numbers? Can we not talk about plausible scenarios of how to figure our way out of this now, not 5 years from now, not 10 years from now? Of course, it's perfect to say 10 years from now. I have a 10-year plan. Do you have a 10-year plan? It's easy to say you have a 10-year plan. But what about next year? What about this year? What about next year? What about the year after that? This is the biggest problem. And we're just trying to continue to build momentum for things that are happening a decade away. That's not enough to save. $1.6 trillion? Can we not take more off in 10 years? Do you think $1.6 trillion over 10 years? We're talking about higher taxes over 10 years, and then that's going to help with people who are unemployed and people who are struggling to hold on to their houses. And in the meantime, we're talking about raising the debt ceiling. Oh, but we're going to push that off because we still haven't figured this part out. Under last year's debt ceiling deal, the president had to notify Congress that he was raising the debt ceiling, and it's only blocked if both houses of Congress approved resolutions of disapproval that Obama could veto. So they're trying to just get this arrangement. So this is like a sidebar thing. Okay, so we're just going to push up the debt ceiling, which means then if it's $16 trillion we're in debt, we're only paying on the interest, then that's going to go up further. That's going to go higher is the better way to say that. So to me, it's just all gobbledygook. And we're getting down to the nitty gritty where there's just a couple of weeks. We got, you know, you're basically looking at less than four weeks to solve this riddle. And if not, the people, especially on the left coast in California and in New York, are really going to pay through the nose if we do dive off the cliff. Because their tax rates are really going to go up because of things that the state won't get. They're going to see massive increases. The rest of us will see some increases, but nothing like they'll see in New York and what they'll see in California. Hey, coming up next on ATN, let's have some fun. Let's get away from those numbers and go into some different numbers. Nail the score. What will the game of the week be this time around? I have no idea. Let's see what the supercomputer says next. So keep this number handy, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
What game will it be this time around? We only have a few weeks left until we get to the playoffs, which, by the way, we'll do Nail the Score through the playoffs. Wow, are we really at week 14 in the NFL? That can't be right. That is crazy. So the week leads off with the Broncos and the Raiders. I haven't been able to figure out the Raiders at all. I would think that this would be just such a layup for the Broncos, and good for Peyton Manning because, what, they have 9 wins. If they beat him, that would be 10. Who knows? How about the Cowboys and the Bengals? The Cincinnati Bengals are 7-5. A lot of predictions I would have made early in the year aren't happening. Matt Johnson's lowly Vikings, well, they're not lowly, they're trying to get into the playoffs now. 6-6, taking on the Chicago Bears. Chicago 8-4 in the season at this point. Anyway, I don't know what game it's going to be. Let her rip. Oh, my. The Texans and the Patriots. The Texans only have one loss. They are 6-0 when they're away. And the Patriots have had an interesting season. A couple of blowout games and a couple of games that they barely won. They're still 9-3. And this game features a quarterback that I like, Matt Schaub, who's just done a terrific job, obviously, for the Texans. They had a lot of patience and watched as he came through for them in a big way. And, of course, everybody knows the stars of the Patriots leading the way, Tom Brady. I'm almost tempted to go with the Texans. Almost tempted. But because we're talking about a two-game lead for the Texans, I don't know. The Patriots clearly don't want to give up on claiming the title in their conference. So I'm going to say Monday night everybody gets hyped up for the game. They've only met a couple of times, the two teams, of course. I'm going to say New England wins. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think New England wins this, and I think the final score is going to be, let me see. New England wins it 34-28. But what do you say? And by the way, if you can't come up with a score, you can steal my guess or Matt's. We're going to ask Matt what he thinks. Matt, what do you think?
This is a tough one because these are both very good teams, very mm-hmm. good defenses.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I was going to lean in a direction, I'd go with New England, especially since they're at home.
Yeah.
I'll go New England, if I can say it, 27, Houston, 24.
Yeah, that's a good guess. I think it's going to be higher scoring. You know, a lot of times when people are in pools and stuff, they have to give a score. So they have to give a number score, you know, total. Because if there's a tie, that's how they break the tie. And I think you're going to find that it's going to be high scoring. I would be stunned if it was a low-scoring game. And, you know, we've seen those games where it's like 7-6. It's crazy. It makes no sense. But I don't think you'll see that at all. Even though Matt said, and he's right, the defenses for both teams are good, but there's still heavy, heavy offense. And, you know, the Patriots offense last weekend, they beat Miami. But that's what I'm saying. It's so cockamamie. They beat Miami. The score was 23-16. And Brady was a little off. He threw an interception, and he hadn't really tossed any interceptions in the last at least handful of games. But, you know, this is New England up on a Monday night against a very good Houston team. This is tough to predict. Like Matt said, I was tempted to go with Houston, but because it's not in Houston, that partly swayed me to go with New England. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Jam on it because we only do this till the top of the hour. If you send in a guess, that counts as well. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. And if you nail the score, you'll be our winner, just like Dave in Vermont. Dave in Vermont, who is, by the way, waiting for his prize package. Because Santa's elves took, first of all, the first one got lost, but luckily was insured. The second one, though, and I don't want to tell what all the prizes were in it, but the second one that just went out with the finality of the whole thing had a leather coat in it. A leather coat in it. How is it that America Tonight gets such fabulous prizes that somebody gets a leather coat? That's incredible. And a real one. Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick in Illinois. What's up with you?
Hello. Dalen and Paula time.
Dalen, Illinois, has his GPS out, and he's trying to find out where you live so he can nail a Sarah Palin sign right to the middle of your yard. You better make sure you never give your last name.
Yeah.
What's the score?
Paula.
Yeah, what's the score?
Okay, Texas 27, Patriots 21.
You're kidding. You're picking the Texans.
Yeah.
You contrarian.
Oh, really? I like them. They're pretty good team.
No, the Texans are a great team. And actually, you could be right. I mean, look, all of us said close guesses so far that they're only missing this by a couple of points. All of us have said that, or a touchdown, basically. So it's going to be a fun game to watch. I think it's going to be a very, very good Monday night game. Thanks, Rick. Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Hello. What do you think? Do you like the Texans in this one, or do you like the Patriots?
No, I'm going with the Patriots. I'm going to take Matt's score, 27-24.
Ooh, 27-24.
I got a quick joke for you.
Let's hear it.
Okay, these two guys were out hunting, and one of them almost had a heart attack, and he just dropped dead. And the guy picked up his cell phone and just, I think this guy just dropped dead. My buddy's a hundred million. He just fell down. And the lady says, check and see if he's dead. So she was listening. All of a sudden, she hears kaboom. On the phone, he comes and he says, yep, he didn't move an inch.
Oh, you are on a hot roll right now. That's a good one. Pete is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey.
Yeah, it's tough to follow Dan's jokes, but I know that you probably have a good guess for us.
Oh, yeah, let me see here. Let me have Texas 28, New England 19.
Okay, say that first score again. 19, but what's the first one?
8.
To 19. Got it. You are locked and loaded, just like the hunting gun that Dick Cheney's using right now. So, try now. I'm brutal. I don't have good comebacks. 28-19. You're in. You got it. Nobody else can take that score. I try. I do. When I get a good joke, I just have to memorize it, and I can deliver the punchline. But Dan, I don't think he's stealing them from books. I think he's making them up. And maybe that's the key, to being good at telling just pure on jokes, not comedy, but to just tell a joke, the art of joke telling. I think you have to make the joke up yourself.
You know what's making me nervous here a little bit about these scores is if we can look back in history. And any time we always feel it's going to be a close game and all the callers pick close scores, you and I pick close scores, it's always a blowout.
I know.
So, listeners out there, pick one team to blow the other one out. Maybe yeah, you got a chance then.
Yeah, that's some good advice. Halfway through this thing, that's the best advice you're going to get. When we do that, he's right. If we were to go back in the archives, that's probably what we would find. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. What do you have to lose? You don't even have to pay for this thing. New England and the Texans. Who wins? What's the score?
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Nailing the score. Sorry, it's not Powerball worth a gajillion dollars. Somebody already claimed those prizes. However, bragging rights and prizes you don't have to pay for. So, yeah, you don't have to pony up a dollar, $2, $3. And the number's free. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Rick, Pete, and Dan are all in. I've got a bunch of emails I'm going to get to, too. AmericaTonight.net. Click contact and then give us your score. Who do you think is going to win, Pats or the Texans? It's being played in New England. Obviously, both teams are good. We certainly, you know, by the amount of wins they have, they're going to be in the playoffs. But it's a question of where, and it's also a question of how they finish, and there's been some injuries that the Patriots have had to deal with, like Wes Welker, and Wes Welker and Aaron Hernandez are probably the ones that are going to have to really, really step up for. It's Rob Gronkowski that's out. It wasn't Wes Welker this time. He has been out in the past where it's really cost that team. However, they're going to have to step in for him. But whether they're having a few little offensive tweaks or not, and you could see that in the Miami game, the Patriots are still the Patriots, and you just can't write them out. You know, this is one of those games for them, I think, where they want to come up big in front of the home crowd. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Wake up, sleepyheads. Kobe Bryant, I'm going to throw this in here as a quick sports side note. Didn't have to be woken up. He made history, he's the youngest player in the NBA to score 30,000 points. He finished in the Lakers' win over the Hornets 103-87 with 29 points, and that pushed him to 30. So he's the fifth to reach that mark, and he's the youngest guy to do it. You know, I bet there's some Laker fans out there, but I just cannot stand Kobe Bryant. I just cannot stand him. I mean, good for him that he makes history, but he would be my least favorite basketball player of all time. My least favorite. However, you can't deny that he is a good player. He is a great player. He goes down in the history books. I mean, think of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain. He's on that list with them. That's amazing. And he's 34. So he was younger than all of the others who hit that mark. But he didn't go to college. He turned pro at 18. This is his, do you believe this? It's his 17th year in the NBA. 17th year. And like I said, no offense, you can't deny his talent, but not a great fan of the Cobsters. Not. Ray in Missouri, you have the floor. What do you think, New England or the Texans?
I'd say, oh, this is crazy. New England.
New England, there? Yeah, I'm listening. What's the score?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want my score? Mine's 34-28.
Yeah, nah. I don't think Texans will come near that.
Okay, so you think lower.
Yeah, I'm thinking... Oh, let's go 12. Texans 12. And then 42.
Oh, my gosh, 42-12. 42-12, that would mean 54 points. And you know what? In my football pool, I said 48, a combination of 48. So, Ray, guess what? Based on that, you could be right. Maybe it's a blowout, especially since New England struggled last week. The Texans are super, super good. It is in New England, though, and maybe they're going to school the Houstons. It could be their big, bad loss because they only have one loss. That would be crazy. If you nail the score, Ray, what a feat that would be. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in, instead of nailing the politicians for all this craziness of our fiscal irresponsibility, we're nailing the score. Dale in Missouri, hello.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I think that the Texans will win.
Okay.
31-17.
Wow, what a difference that is from Ray's guess.
I think that, what's that guy's name that keeps knocking all the balls down place for the Texans, that big white guy?
The big white guy that knocks down all the balls.
It's J.J.
Yeah,
Watt.
What is his name?
Yeah, well, he just said it. Matt just said it. What's his name? J.J.?
J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to wear Brady out.
Could, you know, it could be. Maybe you're right. But except for, I like Matt Schaub. I mean, look, the guy is amazing. The guy is amazing, whether he's scrambling outside of the pocket or whether you're talking about play action passes, whatever, boom, whatever he's doing it right. There's no doubt about it because he's in elite company with Peyton Manning for this season the way that he's played. But if somebody, Dale, good point, if somebody gets in Brady's face and starts to and knock down a bunch of balls, and then you even see some turnovers, maybe it would end up being a long day for the Patriot fans. And, you know, they say, if you look at back at what J.J.'s done with them, they say that the quarterbacks, like the Titans quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck, was just grimacing the entire time with what was happening because of J.J. Watt, who more than even, you know, in your face and smacking down balls is smacking down quarterbacks. I don't know what he has on the season, but it's got his stats. I'll look those up, but his stats have to be pretty incredible, don't you think, Matt? I mean, it has to have big stats in that category.
Yeah, and, I mean, the other thing, too, is the Texans' defense has been probably top three all year. I know they were number one for a while. I don't know if they fell off a little bit. But they're doing it without Brian Cushing, their number one middle linebacker. So, because he went down, I think it was week one, with that chop block against, I can't remember what team they were playing. But he goes down with a season-ending knee injury, and they just keep right on rolling.
Yeah. Even with that, and the Patriots, but the Patriots defense is so, it's a crazy stat for them. Their defense is like 1.3 yards after, you know, per rush after first contact. So they're giving up nothing extra on that ball. And, Matt said it, even the Texans, they've got not just a few, but they've got like five, or even extra pass rusher, five or more, because they rotate people in, pass rushers on, the league's high, 43.7% of dropbacks are saying that this season, and looking at some statistical analysis of the team that one of my friends sent me. Actually, it's kind of an interesting story. I have a friend that works for NBC, and what he does is he crunches all the numbers. He's a numbers guy. Actually, they should use him in Washington for the financial crisis, but he was an MIT guy, and he crunches all the numbers, every possible scenarios out there of what can happen in all the matchups, and sends them to NBC, and then they use them for their talent on, for the games, getting ready for games, or, you know, whatever, so that they have some more specific backgrounds. Not like they couldn't, I guess they could look up some of the stuff themselves, but he's brilliant the way that he breaks it down. And he's not the only guy who does this. I think all of ESPN has people like that, and I'm certain CBS has people like that. You think of the pregame shows and all the other shows in between, and the stuff statistically that they're looking for on the games. So the Texans and the Patriots, and there's a lot of things that you could certainly look to. You could look at the defense and the offense and the two quarterbacks and where they are this season. They've only met three times before. One time at New England, Houston lost, but who cares? They were just annihilated, but that was back in 2006. So those kind of statistics, I think, you just throw that out. It doesn't matter. They both teams, the one thing we can say for certain is they have a six-game win streak heading into the Monday night game. So both of them have been, even though a couple of those wins for New England have been shaky, they barely won, they both are coming in on a win streak. We'll see who gets the time to sit back in the pocket, because really, Schaub and Brady feel more comfortable doing that, or who gets rushed more. That might make a big difference. Dr. E is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent. Thanks for the call. Who do you like? What do you think the score is going to be?
Who's playing?
It's New England and the Texans.
Oh, is it going to be in Texas or New England?
It's in New England.
Okay, I'll take New England 21-20.
21-40?
20.
Oh, 20, 21-20. Oh, my hearing. 21-20. Hey, you keep cruising in that Batmobile. He's got a car, Dr. E, that has like 300,000 miles on it. Hang with us. More of Nail the Score coming up on the flip side. Mm-hmm.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Get in on the action for Nail the Score. So if you have some crust forming over your eyes and a rancid cup of coffee sitting by your bedstand, but you're still listening to us, grab the phone and punch in these digits. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. It was a great observation to talk about J.J. Watts, because I was just reading something that someone sent me thanks to a text message listening to the show. And one of my friends had said, hey, listen, I don't know if you realize this, but what the Patriots did in their practice, Bill Belichick decided, you know, he was talking about we're going to use brooms in practice to simulate, and they tried to simulate Watts' massive wingspan. He's got long arms so that they, because they knew that would disrupt Brady or could disrupt him, so they were trying to simulate that, and knowing that the Texans would probably resort, of course, to what's worked, pass rushing, to try to disrupt him, especially with some of the injuries that they're dealing with. So that's one of the things that they specifically worked on. That's what they talked about, and that's what they worked on this week, realizing that this might be a huge problem. And this could be a great Monday night game. Will it be close? Will it be a blowout? It's going to be in New England. Who knows? You know, you can speculate, you can analyze, but there's like paralysis when there's over-analysis, I think, sometimes. And you think about this, and with all the people that I've talked to and covering football in the past and looking at the zillions of ways you can watch a game or look at a game, it's funny, but often it's the person who just takes a crack at it, just takes a guess at it, that ends up winning. So maybe that's going to be you. Dave in Vermont says, oh, this is a hard one. But he's picking the Patriots to win by a score of 34 to 24. You know, and that country up in Vermont is sometimes this Patriot country. A lot of folks up there root for the Patriots or the Giants, I think, more than any other teams. So another guess for New England. We also have one here from Paul, and Paul's listening to us in Missouri. He says, hey, I've been meaning to jump in on this. I think the Patriots win it, and I think that the final score is going to be close to what Ray said. I see a blowout in this one. I think the final score is going to be 40-16. Woo, 40-16. All right, so there's your two so far big blowout guesses. You might have a blowout in mind for this one, or maybe it's going to be close. It's Monday night. I'll say it again. Anytime you ask any player, the time where they want to play well, knowing there's going to be a lot of people watching, is Monday, and now they've built up the Sunday night game, too. Sunday night seems to be that way. It's the end of the weekend. People are plopped and are watching, you know, are a captive audience and aren't distracted by all the other games and flipping around. Because anymore, there's so much fantasy football playing going on, or pools, that you have your team and then you're looking at the rest of what's going on in the league. You're either really paying attention to stats because you have players on a fantasy team, or you're in a pool or something else, so you're constantly flipping around. You're not necessarily... That's why they have that one package. I forget what it is. I want to say it's DirecTV, where you can see all the screens at once, almost like you're sitting at a casino. Because if you go to a casino during football season, it is really pretty fun. You sit down in their lounge area, in their sportsbook area, the ones that have them, and they'll have all the games up, and that's what you're doing. That's what people are doing. They're watching all the games. There might be a main screen, but then there's all the others off to the side. And a fun time to go to Vegas is at Super Bowl time, because people just go crazy betting on all kinds of things for the Super Bowl. Every year we always have somebody on from Vegas to talk about the different, they call them prop bets, that you can make. All right, so here's the scoop. Nail the score. Getting some emails in. I'll get to that in a second. You can send us your guess, but you have to do it quickly. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. There you just tell us who you think is going to win. New England, or will the Texans win it? What do you think the final score is going to be? And who's going to win it? Which team wins this game? Don't have to be a genius at football, because it has nothing to do with that. It's like doing the lottery. It's like Powerball. It's just picking the right numbers. And if you pick the right numbers, then you'll win. Because here we are. What did I say? It was week 14. I can't believe it. Seems like I say that almost every week, but it was exciting to see the beginning of the football season, and here we are almost at the tail end of it, into the playoffs again. Another football season almost put to bed, and one where I think some of these predictions, I think a lot of predictions fell short, and I think there were teams that definitely surprised. So who hangs on at the end? A lot of people were watching the Jets heading into the season. There was, you know, all that commotion about Tebow. The Jets are, I think, lucky to be 5-7. Sanchez was taken out of the game last week. He was mortified that that happened, Mark Sanchez. So what's going to happen this week against Jacksonville? And it's kind of an interesting week, actually, in the NFL. The other game that might have been fun if the computer had picked it, although I don't know, some of the teams that have fallen off, but one of the games that would have been interesting, I think, to watch too, would have been to see what would happen in the Baltimore-Washington game, because obviously the proximity, so there's kind of a little rivalry in a sense going on there with the people that live in that region, but also to see what happens with RG3 after winning that game against the Giants, and now at 6-6, what does Washington do when they when they host Baltimore and facing Baltimore, what happens there? That would be a fun game, I think, to try to predict too, versus the Monday night game. But the Monday night game is a good one, and that's New England and the Texans. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. This one in from Brady, who says, "Boy, I can't believe some of those guesses in the 40s. What are they thinking? No way is it going to be that high. In fact, I think it's actually going to be a low-scoring game. I think that what we're going to see is that the Patriots win it, Kate, but the final score is 14-13. Well, that would be interesting, 14-13. That wouldn't be my prediction, but you're right. Maybe the defenses cough up the ball, don't get in, so you run up the clock a lot. The time flies off the clock, settle for field goals. It wouldn't be what I would predict, like I said, but who's to say that doesn't happen? All right, here's another one from Little Lenny, who says, Patriots win. Final score is 33-18. 33-18. And one from Bruce in Vermont. Bruce in Vermont says, pick the home team. Pats have this one. Final score 25-7. 25-7. All right, so if you're paying attention and playing along, don't forget to watch or at least check in on the Monday night game so you can see how you did. Maybe this time around someone will nail the score. Good luck, everybody.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Francis! This got double checked.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health. health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.